The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Dantea Price Lisco. Virginia lawmakers are considering a bill that would give localities like Richmond the power to require conservation of trees during new construction. VPM News reporter Patrick Larson has more.
Michael Webb is the city of Richmond's urban forester. He's responsible for guiding the city to its goal of 60% tree canopy by 2037. That would help the city manage high heat, flash flooding, water pollution, and more. But there's a problem.
So if we planted like every single vacant area along city right of way, we still would not come to that 60%.
That means the city has to rely on private landowners to plant and maintain trees, and currently the city can't require developers to replant or conserve existing trees during construction. A bill carried by Democratic Delegate Betsy Carr would give all localities that option.
And this is monumental. I mean, for conservation of urban tree canopy and any municipality, if it was adopted.
If passed into law, the requirements would not immediately take effect. Local governments would have to adopt them. Environmental advocates support the bill. The House of Delegates will vote on it later this week. Patrick Larson, VPM News.
Virginia Commonwealth University will conduct a full test of its emergency communications and alert systems at noon today. The test will include a one-minute siren across campus, email and text alerts, as well as app notifications and desktop computer alerts, according to a news release. 10 minutes before the test begins, text reminders will be sent to all VCU Alert System subscribers. Virginia Union University recently announced a plan to develop housing on a 2-acre parcel along the northern edge of its Richmond campus. VPM News reporter Barry Green Jr. has more.
During its Founders Day celebration last week, the HBCU said it will partner with the Steinbridge Group on a project to build up to 200 market-rate units near Brook and Overbrook Roads. The New York Impact investors are putting up $42 million for the deal and will share profits with the university. The announcement didn't specify whether the units will be single-family homes or apartments. Some will be for rent and some will be for sale. A Steinbridge partner said the school won't need to provide capital or incur any debt for the project. Barry Green Jr., VPM News.
A former Charlottesville gas station that also was home to a bike co-op for several years will be purchased by the city for about $4 million after council okayed the proposal Monday. Some residents voiced safety concerns during the meeting, saying the property could be used to build a shelter for the unhoused. But Mayor Juan Diego Wade said plans for the parcel near Belmont Bridge haven't been decided, in part because the site still needs to be evaluated to find its best potential use.
When that time comes up, we're doing a comprehensive study, you know, to answer some of those questions.
Charlottesville Redevelopment and Housing Authority currently owns the property. A Richmond-based U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has granted a new trial for a doctor sentenced to 40 years in prison after prescribing more than 500,000 doses of opioids in 2 years. The three-judge panel ruled that instructions to jurors at the 2019 trial of Dr. Joel Smithers misstated the law, according to the Associated Press. The court cited a 2022 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that said a defendant must, quote, knowingly or intentionally act in an unauthorized manner to be guilty of illegally prescribing drugs. Last year, Virginia's 9 state psychiatric hospitals were near and sometimes over capacity. VPM News reporter Jad Khalil has more.
Tuesday, the House Committee on Health voted favorably on 6 bills meant to address a lack of mental health hospital beds. half of the state's beds were taken up by patients who were involuntarily admitted. Usually, a law enforcement officer temporarily detains a person in crisis and takes them to a hospital. In January last year, Attorney General Jason Meares said officers should keep patients in custody until they're admitted.
Since then, 452 drop-offs have happened without the proper clearance.
That was Roanoke Democratic delegate Sam Rasool. He wants to allow hospitals to delay the admission of a patient until it determines they have a potentially life-threatening medical need. Sometimes beds are being used by patients who aren't in immediate danger, but local community service boards are concerned with their access to housing or health care after release. Another bill from Alexandria Democratic delegate Patrick Hope would create a pilot program to release people from hospitals over those objections. These and four other bills addressing the bed shortage now head to the House floor for a vote. Jad Khalil, VPM News.
A lawsuit challenging Virginia's departure from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative will be heard in Floyd County Circuit Court. The regional carbon market generated revenue for flood relief and energy efficiency programs until a state board chose to leave the partnership under the direction of Governor Glenn Youngkin. Now, a judge will decide whether Virginia should remain in REGI while the court case plays out. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.